We are member-supported radio right here in Laguna Beach. I'm Mookie. You are you. Funk is over there on mic three. And Brian Irving is on the phone with us right now. Or Brian Brader. I'm not 100% what I should refer to you as, my friend.
I mean, you know, I guess I'm kind of both people, because I guess Brian Brader kind of lived before Brian Irving. So it's kind of not, the other way around.
Right. And first of all, where on earth are you calling us from?
I'm calling you from New York City.
Cool, man.
New York City?
So New York is home for you?
New York is home for me.
And this Brian Irving character, I guess he is relatively new, right? Because we got an EP out right now. I'm holding it in my hand. It's called Radiant Things from Brian Irving. I guess the brainchild of Brian Brader. This is a good record, man. I've been telling people it kind of takes you on a journey from front to back. And so it is relatively new, this Brian Irving, correct?
Yeah, you know, this is LP number one. And I think, you know, Brian Irving as a project is about 2-3 years old.
Really? And it spawned from where?
It spawned from, you know, a couple of decades of just loving music. You know, for years I would make almost like a much more instrumental and kind of like program orchestral kind of music.
Mm-hmm.
And then at some point about 3-4 years ago, I just kind of went into this serial songwriting mode, as well as just kind of pushing what used to be more kind of like breakbeat sampled kind of music to everything just kind of rolling straight tape, everything analog, you know, no samples, you know, everything is homebrewed.
Authentic.
I think so. I mean, you know, if you listen, I think there's definitely an airiness to the music that, you know, is less programmed than I think.
Right, and that is something different than you've been accustomed to working with various artists in the past. In fact, let me touch on that real fast, if you don't mind. I guess for the uninitiated, Brian Brader is one of the founding members of Raucous Records, the one hip-hop label back in the day, put out mixtapes and everything, man. I was really into artists like Pharoah Monch and, you know, Talib Kweli.
I was the Talib Kweli, man.
Were you really?
Wow, yeah? Oh,
no,
yeah.
No, it's true, man. And when I found out that you were one of the brains behind that record label, I thought that was very cool, because when you hear the Brian Irving record called Radiant Things, it does not sound like some of the hip-hop stuff that you've been involved with in the past, and I'm sure you get that a lot, right?
Oh, yeah. I mean, you know, the main difference, and I think like the most important difference being, is I don't rap. Right.
I guess so.
So that would be like the key thing, right? And it's something that, you know, I consciously don't do, just because I don't think I don't have the same kind of skill set as, you know, masters of rhyme like Talib Kweli, Pharoah Monch. You know,
right.
You know. And nowadays, I'm, you know, I, like everyone else, I'm loving Kendrick. Lamar, I'm loving kind of the recent stuff I've heard from Eminem is really impressing me.
Was more or less one of your roles when you were spearheading Raucous, was it, you know, not only taking artists under your wing, but did you in fact produce the music as well for a lot of those guys?
No, I did not, actually. You know, there's the level of talent was so high.
Yeah.
That frankly, back then, I don't think I had that level of talent. I was more just kind of making music for myself using the MPC and Pro Tools and sort of getting into all that. You know, up to that point, I think my music skill was really, you know, playing like jazz music and studying kind of the wider spectrum historically of pop music.
Right. Are you a classically trained guy or basically self-taught? Are you a multi-instrumentalist yourself?
Yes. Yeah. I mean, you know, I started by playing bass and upright bass, in high school in New York, and that kind of extended into university, where my best friend Jared and I, that's where Raucous was conceived. And at first, Raucous was, we were live music directors for local rappers at the time. So we would find MCs, we would, manage them, advance the money to produce their music, and then create live local touring opportunities for them. So that's kind of what led to us conceiving of setting up an independent company.
Right, there's a lot of street cred attached to that. I mean, you talk about DIY or do it yourself. I mean, it seems like that's what you guys were all about. But did you study music, and where did you go to school?
I went to school in New York City. New York City. I just want to say one thing. Laguna Beach.
Laguna Beach is very nice, and we actually launched this.
Very, very, very.
It's very nice.
He knows.
We just launched this thing about a year ago. We are a not-profit, not-for-profit. You could make a donation to the station. It's a tax write-off. You know, we're taking a chance on a record. That's what allows us to, do interviews with Brian Irving, afternoon from our beautiful Pearl Street studios on PCH. Next time you sweep through the West
you
Coast,
owe
you got to check us out.
A trip here.
Yeah, absolutely.
Again, absolutely. And I spend a lot of time in Marin, so that's kind of close to you guys.
Nice, man.
Especially if we get this Hyperloop thing going on.
Brian Irving is on the phone. The debut record is available right now. It's a good LP. It is called Radiant Things. More of an electronica record is what I've been telling people. Am I wrong by saying that? It's hard to categorize music these days, but that's what I've been saying.
Yeah, it is. Everything is just so... we're all so derivative of each other. And then as the decades pile on, there's kind of an exponential thing going on as far as the family tree of genres. But, yeah, I definitely would classify it as, it's drum programming. I'm doing... a good amount of synth kind of like modeling and kind of just, twerking the knobs.
Cool, man.
And then a good amount of guitar processing where I kind of really try to overdo it with the delays and the echoes and just all the time-related programming.
Now, are you able to perform this record live, or there's so many moving parts that yet we haven't gotten to that point yet?
I'm working on that right now, and I've tracked the majority of the next album. The next album, there's more programming, more layers, bigger drums. I'm really excited about this. So with that album is definitely going to come live dates.
Cool, man.
I'm looking forward to that.
I was going to ask you a couple more questions, if you don't mind, man. Again, entrepreneur and musician himself, Brian Brader, or known as Brian Irving, is on the phone right now. The new record's called Radiant Things. It's been out since July, and we feel like it's a good one here on KX93.5. On the entrepreneur side of things, you're not just working on music right now. Isn't there an upstart sort of .com thing you got your hands on these days?
Yes.
Yeah, and what is that? It's still all music related, huh?
There's a good amount of music, music, blogging, and music and video published on the site. I started a company called uprocks.com, uprox.com, and it's kind of it's a social content company that just focuses on original voices in TV, film, music, sports, web culture. If you're into like Breaking Bad, then you're gonna love Uproxx. if you're into Kendrick Lamar, you're gonna love Uproxx. And I think there's a similarity between what we're doing with Uproxx and what we did with Raucous, and to the degree that our blogger voices are, they're edgy, they're witty, they're not kind of like, they're pro bloggers and they know what they're doing.
Right on, man. Well, again, check it out at your leisure, you guys. The website's uprocks.com with two X's from what I understand, right?
Correct.
Cool. There's a video for one of the new songs right on your website there for Eyes Wide. Who shot that video? It looks trippy.
Yeah, it's super duper ridiculously trippy. likely to induce some sort of trippy seizure in those that can't handle the good trippy stuff. But I work with a company called Something in the Universe.
Yeah.
You know, you can check out all their stuff at somethingintheuniverse.com that is run by a very old dear friend of mine, Amir H. Fallah. Mm-hmm. So he used to have he still has a company called Beautiful Decay, which is would publish, you know, the best in contemporary art, graphic design, all that kind of good stuff. So really talented design, kind of creative.
Nice.
Homebrew, badass company.
Yeah, well, the video
produced that.
Video looks great. The website's BrianIrvingMusic.com, I do believe, right?
Correct.
Right, and well, cool, man. Again,
we'll see you on the West Coast, Mr. New York City.
I hope so.
I'm out there. I'm telling you, I'm out in the Bay Area a good 3-4 months a year. So you know.
Right. Cool, man. Well, I'll tell you what. We're going to rip into a song right now off the record, if you don't mind. It is track 6 off the Radiant Things album. It is music from Brian Irving. The song is called Superhuman. Is there a storyteller's type of moment you could give us with the song before we play it?
Definitely. One of my personal favorites on the album, you know, I think it's important to remind everyone that, you know, we are all kind of superhuman. We're all gods. Don't underestimate yourself and your potential. I think that's what I had in mind when I wrote the song. And I love the structure and the kind of Beatles-y bridge that I worked in there.